Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Now, if you don't know Tom Pennington, he's been on the program in the past. I highly respect him. He's the pastor of Countryside Bible Church down in Texas. And before his recent sermon, I think it was this past Sunday, he issued some thoughts on everything going on in the country, from the Capitol breach to false accusations, conspiracy theories, and what Christians' kind of mindset should we have in perilous times. And this first soundbite is about avoiding conspiracy theories.
We should respond with confirmed truth, not conspiracy theories. It saddens me that so many Christians believe and pass on rampant conspiracy theories. Let me say it as frankly as I can. Biblical Christianity is inherently inconsistent with conspiracy theories. Why is that? Because of the standard of justice that God Himself lays down in His Word. To establish personal guilt, God demands that there be witnesses, and not merely evidence. There was false evidence raised against Christ at His trial. There must be the kind of evidence that will stand up in court, not the suspicions and conjectures circulated on social media. If you believe and pass along conspiracy theories that accuse people of crimes without the kind of evidence that God demands, I don't see any way around it but that you are sinning against that person and against the Lord. Because to believe, post, or repost such accusations is to bear false witness and violates the ninth commandment. Exodus 20, verse 16, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor."
I think he makes a really good, sound, biblical point that we want to be very careful. We want to be patient. We may have our leanings, and I certainly do. But I want to make sure that things are presented with evidence that would stand up in a court of law. And if it won't stand up in a court of law, that some organization that's very credible investigates these kinds of things. This has to get be made right if, in fact, there was as widespread election fraud as being alleged. But I think his next statement is a good way for us to close the program is, as you consider all these things, it was a very disconcerting week. It makes you on edge. It makes you tense, all that's taking place in America. And Tom Pennington concludes with this.
We should respond with faith, not fear. The events of the last couple of months, combined with the pandemic, have produced fear in the hearts of many Christians. Perhaps you are fearful as a result of what's happened this week. Listen, I understand that temptation. I would have to admit that next to the 1960s, these are the most unsettled times in my lifetime. So how should you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, respond to this kind of trouble? I love Psalm 112, verse 7. "The righteous will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." If you're tempted to fear, remind yourself that you trust in one who has not changed. God, as we just sang, is the Ancient of Days. He sits on His throne. He has, as Daniel records, a plan that He is working out throughout human history, including the affairs of our own country. So trust in the Lord. He hasn't changed. His character hasn't changed. His eternal plan hasn't changed. His love for you, believer, hasn't changed. So respond with faith, not with fear.
Isn't that well said? And I think those are the right words at this time, because it's very easy for even Christians who should know better, who know about the sovereignty of God and how He controls all of our times. We are moving inexorably toward His end times, and He is in control. And not only that, but you are safe if you have been born again, if you have been reconciled to God. Because no matter what happens here on earth, if you have repented of your sin and put your trust, your faith, your belief in who Jesus Christ is, that He's the sinless Son of God, and that what He did for you on the cross, that He died to pay the penalty that you deserve to pay for your sin. When you put your faith in that, not in your own works, but in His work on your behalf, God promises that He will forgive your sin. He will prepare a place for you in heaven, and you have nothing to fear in the present and nothing to fear in the future. Yes, we're all going to physically die unless Jesus comes back and takes us first. But even if we physically die in this increasingly darkening world, we have nothing to fear because God has promised to save us and has a place for us in heaven. So great words from Tom Pennington and great words for us to put our hope in at this time.
This has been a short take from The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about The Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.